Welcome back, folks. You know, the real criminal in some of these cases is the state. And that's the byline for the story about Kelly, who called in here just a few minutes ago. The article starts as on the morning of her arrest, Kelly was baking dog biscuits. Her young son, whom she homeschooled, was upstairs doing his work. A homesteader and earth lover, Kelly was used to a quiet life. She couldn't imagine who would be banging on her door in the middle of the day. By the time she crossed from her bathroom to the living room, there were guns in her face. Men were in her house screaming at her to get on the floor. She didn't know if they were police or robbers, but she assumed it was the former. They simply had the wrong house. That was 4 years ago. And you heard her on this broadcast just a few minutes ago. This state is still pursuing a charge that wouldn't even be considered in half of the states in this country. Why is it that she's being persecuted by this? We need to normalize this before it continues to create distrust in government. I mean, folks don't really believe that our government works for us anymore when this kind of thing goes on. It's all over the place. Even while people in Colorado can buy hash legally, this is happening in Georgia. Mitch, you know, this is a miracle drug for a lot of things. It's a miracle drug for epilepsy. It's a miracle drug for stress, for PTSD. You know, why is it that we are forced to listen and to be obedient to these petty tyrants?
Wow, Fred. You know, that is, in all honesty, that's a question I've asked myself, you know, wrapped up in, you know, the, you know, being essentially persecuted, really, you know, for many years over that, you know, because of the attitude that people have back then. And, you know, it's a mass psychology of that the government needs to push. And, you know, if you do any drugs outside of the approved, see, and here's the thing, what is approved? You're the rebel. You're the person that is pushing the envelope. You are essentially questioning the system.
That's insane.
A lot of this, you know, today, I really think that because they can't control recreational
Mitch,
marijuana.
They approved experimental DNA modification for children under 5 years old.
Yes.
I mean, doesn't anybody get it that this government is out of control, is not really government anymore? It's the mob. The mob that's pushing an agenda that only benefits them. It's not beneficial to the people of this country anymore. And we're going to sit here and take this? What can we do? Come on. Give us some answers, Mitch.
Well, you know, in all honesty, I think the first thing we have to do is quit voting Republican and Democrat. They are the uniparty that controls the system, that has appointed the leaders of the bureaucracy, which then fill that bureaucracy with like-minded morons. Dr. Fauci, you know, Dr. Fauci is just a complete fraud, okay?
Right.
And you know, the clot shot mRNA, you know, vaccine is it's a complete failure. And, you know, earlier I talked about the bureaucracy. And here's a case where, you know, we were not supposed to be doing gain-of-function experiments with U.S. tax dollars. And what Dr. Fauci did was he essentially changed some of the definitions in the granting process so he could essentially send the money to the Wuhan Institute of Virology through Echo Health Systems to do the gain-of-function spike protein experiments on the on a SARS virus. That's from there, it just escaped.
You know, I'm sorry for bringing up
that's my belief complex. Of it.
I shouldn't have mentioned those bastards, man, because they're busy killing everybody they talk to. They don't give ass about people. They don't care about what damage they do. All they care about is making their money, you know. We got to change the tone of this conversation a little bit, Sam.
Well, they demand blind obedience, you know, Fred, and that's the thing. On my morning show, I call, you know, the World Economic Forum, you know, the Council on Foreign Relations, you know, the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission. These are the true domestic and international terrorists of the world. Not, you know, these little piss ants running around the Middle East that are funded by the CIA, the NSA, to destabilize governments. And it's not the crap that happened in, you know, in Libya. That's just a sideshow. Afghanistan, it's a sideshow and a money grubbing. But the real international terrorists are Klaus Schwab. You know, and they've got their accolades like Justin Trudeau in Canada, yeah.
You know, man,
Joe Biden. I mean, it's nuts.
I think that when we start talking about that stuff that comes across the narrative media, that it stresses me out. I've got a clip that I want to play real quick. It's a short clip, Sam. It's called The Best Cannabis Strains to Melt Away Your Anxiety. Can we play that for a few minutes? I want to de-stress. Clip two, then.
Well, I have to get my pencil out.
Dr. Forrest Tennant has run a pain clinic out of an office in this West Covina, California strip mall since the 1970s. The clinic's decor is as decidedly old school as the physician who runs it, but chronic pain patients from around the country flock to this.
That's a clip from last week. Are we still on there? Yeah. That's a whole different stress there, right there, man. This is a cannabis stress.
That's okay.
Cannabis strains and anxiety, they go hand in hand. But depending on the genetics of a specific cultivar, one strain may have entirely different effects than another. In other words, while some strains work to promote a sense of calm, ridding the mind of its anxious and racing thoughts, other strains can do the exact opposite. In this quick rundown, we point out our all-time favorite picks for the best cannabis strains for anxiety relief. Before we jump right into the strains, we'd like to take a second to remind new viewers what our channel is all about here at Way of Leaf. We offer the industry's most accurate and reliable cannabis-related health content with real doctor-reviewed articles on hundreds of different topics. For up-to-the-minute alerts on new video content, be sure to hit the subscribe button and turn on all your notifications. Also, if you find the following review helpful, be sure to hit the like button. It goes a long way in helping to get our content out there to as many viewers as possible. All right, getting back to the best cannabis strains for anxiety. Here's our team's top four all-time picks. Granddaddy Purple, a wildly popular indica hybrid, Granddaddy Purple has the potential to deliver intensely sedative effects. These effects can often manifest in the form of cerebral euphoria, as well as intense, full-body physical relaxation. Cherry Pie. The Cherry Pie strain may not deliver the sugary taste of its Thanksgiving Day namesake, but what it does deliver is a subtle, creative high that works extraordinarily well at eliminating anxiety. The dominant indica genetics of cherry pie, combined with its unique terpene profile, are perfect for combating a racing mind or dealing with over-anxious thought processes that lead to trouble sleeping. Sour OG, a rare full-on hybrid strain, Sour OG cannabis produces a mellow, relaxing high that many have said works like a miracle for stress and anxiety. This can be a difficult strain to find unless you live in a state like Colorado or California. But if you can get your hands on it, Sour OG will absolutely provide a calming experience like no other. If, of course, you consume it in the proper quantity and don't overdo it. White Widow. Last but not least, White Widow is an iconic phenotype that typically promotes a full-bodied, spacey high. Despite its high THC content, it delivers subtle psychoactive effects and a tendency to rid the mind of its uncontrollably negative thought patterns. This strain also boasts immense medical potential and is a common pick among patients who suffer from things like generalized anxiety disorder and PTSD. For more detailed information on each one of these strains, be sure to visit the official Way of Leaf website, where we have hundreds of doctor-reviewed articles on the best strains for various health conditions. Also, it's worth pointing out that when it comes to cannabis strains, anxiety is kind of a double-edged sword. A lot of the beneficial effects of cannabis for anxiety come down to proper dosing. You probably already know that when consumed in excess, many strains can actually produce or encourage anxiety, including the strains listed above. When consumed in moderation or even microdosed, however, the benefits that cannabis can have on anxiety and stress are truly unmatched. Have any additional thoughts on the best cannabis strains for anxiety? Be sure to join the discussion and leave a comment.
Yeah, folks, if you have any questions about the strains that were brought up in this video. Actually, the Sire OG, I think, is pretty common. I have a call in now to my friend, minister, bud tender, that hopefully will be coming on pretty soon. If she's ministering right now, so I'm not really sure if we're going to get her on the air today or not, but she's going to be the go-to source for asking about some of these questions. I know that on August the 7th, I have one of my dream growers is going to be discussing how he grows the only there's only three green grows in Colorado that is totally organic. So we're going to have him on August the 7th. But there's a lot of different things that you need to understand about cannabis. My friend Jim Strang, who grows the CBD, if you have an issue with anxiety, that if marijuana is causing anxiety, then stick to hemp, because hemp is really not so much anxious like that. We've got another caller, Mitch. Let's talk to James in Vancouver. James, good to hear you again.
Good afternoon. I think I heard the lady from Georgia, and it seems to me that often happens is people get busted for supplying, say, medical marijuana or something like that, because actually the cops are in the business themselves.
Right.
Or it's competition. And, we could probably do better on hemp with cancer, but we got the government in the cancer business. So they mandate what medicines we can use and what we can't use. And, well, those aren't medicines, what they give us. That chemotherapy, all of that stuff came out of the gas chambers in IG Farben. That's what that stuff is. Okay? You can look at some of the structures, the chemotherapy, and match them with nerve gas and other toxic molecules, and you'll find that some of it. In fact, one doctor got a Nobel Prize for so-called inventing a chemotherapy, which is exactly like what IG Farben and the boys would come up with for doing in anything you want to do that's alive, whether it's parasites or people, right? So,
well, James, there's no collective understanding of the effects of all of the different strains of cannabis. I mean, with as many strains of cannabis that can affect cancer, that can affect anxiety, each one has a different effect. Hemp, the CBD that affects the epilepsy. Cannabis is a miracle drug. It really is a miracle drug, and it's been used for thousands of years. The fact that our government continues to keep it illegal while it continues to inject experimental drugs from pharmaceutical companies into our children is the most criminal thing that I think any country could be doing. It makes Adolf Hitler look like a daycare.
Yeah. Because if you listen to, there's a guy who plays speeches by, what's his name? Winston Churchill, right? He plays speeches on his show, and Churchill's talking about the likes of perverted science. Well, what the hell have we got now? This is sheer bloody murder. You know, it's perverted science is what we got. So we didn't win nothing in World War II. You know, people say we did. But, protected a whole bunch of guys that, got rich off the weapons industries, right, which is what's happening now. You know, but my research isn't in hemp or cannabis. It's in another area. And but I am sympathetic to alternative formulas, because hemp and cannabis is not going to give you side effects like losing your hair, making you throw up. Actually, a friend of mine in Hong Kong, he was actually killed the first week he took chemotherapy for liver cancer. This is 20 years ago. I told him, I said, the first week he died because his liver couldn't take the toxicity of the chemotherapy.
That's sad.
Never mind the cancer. So,
James. You bring up a very good point. You know, I don't think anybody won that war. I don't think anybody's won any war. I think that wars are doing the same thing for the military that the pharmaceutical industry is doing to the United States right now. I think that the pharmaceuticals are pursuing the same kind of war on humanity that we've not won. Nobody is winning anything. You're right. Absolutely.
Hey,
James, I've got two other callers that are holding on us right now. Thank you so much for calling in, brother. Is this the Murr in Wisconsin, my good friend Murr, Wisconsin? I hope it is. Murr, are you on?
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Murr.
Hi. Yeah, this is your good friend, Murr. I didn't hear a lot of it, but I did catch Kelly looking for a Chitango, and I sent it in the email to you, the one I made back when you were over at Rev Radio, the Chitango. It's you want me to read it on air, maybe?
Would you please?
Yeah. It's the fifth dimension, and that's the number 5th dimension.chitango.com. I'd like to see her put in the stuff about her situation. And, I alluded to some of the history, you know, when you live long enough and back in the day. And it became really clear to me that the whole drug war, quote unquote, was centered, especially on cannabis, because not only does it give the pharmaceuticals a run for their money, because it's just cathartic and, you know, there's no reason to be paranoid except for all this stuff with the police. And people have that in the back of their minds. But if you can get in a situation where you don't have to worry about that, and a lot of times you can find that. So, but besides that, it's the money situation. Because they have it illegal, you know, and they need to decriminalize it, not legalize it. Just take the money out of it. That's the whole problem. Because people can make a lot of money, but they can't show that money because, you know, so what ends up happening, because cannabis helps you get your heart right too, I got to say. So all that money can be given to people with no interest loans. You know, and if they don't end up paying it back, well, that's biblical too, you know. But so there's no interest loans, no usury. And I also want to say, yeah, the international Jew bankers and pharmacists, the merchants and sorcerers, as Revelation 18:23 says, they did win the wars. They planned the wars. They intended to win the wars. And they will rule you, as it says there in Revelation. But James, I get a little... You know, he's a very smart man, but he is Jewish, and he gets these things going, like I.G. Farben, excuse me, and John O'Neill over on John Moore's show. Oh, look what Zyklon B did. What did it do? It deloused clothes. Okay?
You know, Mark.
They told so many lies about Germany. It's terrible because they're still beating down the German people. Now, they're still under shame and guilt. Which, you know how destructive that is, and that's what I want to see relieved. I don't have any German heritage, as far as I know, but I want to see these people brought to their own right minds and hearts, you know? It's a sin.
It's common knowledge that Israel has the most advanced cannabis research in the world. They know more about it.
Yeah, and you know Jimmy Carter when he had glioblastoma in the brain, right? Oh, he's dying of it in his mid-80s, right? And he goes over there, and he quits talking about Palestine, and he's healed, and he doesn't talk about how he got healed over there in Israel. So I'm sure they used cannabis.
Yeah, for sure. And hey, Murr, I appreciate you calling in so much. We've got about two or three other callers waiting to come on now, and I still have my bud tender that I'm waiting for her to call in, too. I don't know if she's called in now. But
okay, I just want to say, Mike Gaddy, you ought to have him on sometime, too, because it was funny, he dealt with the youngest prisoner, and he did these great strains of cannabis, and he had eight plants that were he was offered $250,000 for, and he wouldn't sell them. Mike Gaddy.
I listen to the show.
Huh?
I listen to his show sometimes.
Well, he lived out there in Colorado for a while, you know? And so anyway, this fellow, when he got out, and this special strain was for tumors, brain tumors. And it turned out one of Mike Gaddy's little grandchildren had a great big tumor on the side of its head. And they used that strain and brought it down, and they're fine now. So, anyway, I'll be talking to you some more. Hit me up with email sometime if you want.
I will. I got your number. I started to send you a mail the other day. Somebody was circulating a rumor that you had passed away, and I was pretty upset that was disproved to me.
Yeah, it was a computer that dies off and on here. That's what...
Thanks so much for calling, Murr. I appreciate it. Paul in New York. This is Captain Fred and Mitch Pupon. What's going on, Paul? Are you still using the hemp paste?
Oh, of course I am. I know Murr. She's a regular installation in the weekly or the weekday Roger sales programs. And if you ever hear that rumor again that Murr died, just don't do nothing for 24 hours, and you will hear her somewhere.
she will
let you know she's still alive and kicking. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I've got Mitch Bupp from the Revolution in the Morning show on revolutionradio.com. And, you know, it's fun to have your friends share moments like this. Mitch, you know, you've missed a lot of the shows that I've had here on Republic Broadcasting. But you know Murr Bailey, right?
Yeah, that's Murr.
Yeah,
she's very eclectic in her listening repertoire, so to speak, and that's good because that's what you have to do. You know, you have to listen to a broad spectrum of truth. And then when you walk through an airport or you're, you know, at a bar or you're someplace in a doctor's office and they have CNN on. And it's really, it's, you know, it's like watching, you know, clown show. It's hilarious. So yeah, she's quite the, she's quite knowledgeable and has a broad base.
You know, you have called in about the hemp, but you don't use marijuana, do you?
Who?
Paul, is Paul still in the chat?
Yeah, I'm still here. No, I actually don't. I find that the hemp takes care of anything and everything that might come up as far as a health issue for me. And if I was to, like, ever be diagnosed with cancer or whatever, I would use fenbendazole or ivermectin to take care of that, because both of those two treatments have been proven to cure even stage 4 cancers. And so
ivermectin cures cancer?
Well, yeah, because cancer is parasitic. Parasites have cancer cells, and those parasites shed those cancer cells in the body, and then they just start multiplying. So ivermectin and fenbendazole, they're two sides of the same coin. Yes, huh. Yes, yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Go to fenbendazole.org. Fenbendazole.org. There's actually pictures on that website of before and after fenbendazole treatment on a tumor, and like following the fenbendazole treatment, the tumor is like half the size.
Well,
that's ridiculous.
What are we going to do, Paul? After the collapse of the pharmaceutical industry, after everybody figures out that the pharmaceutical industry has been instrumental in policing, at the very least, the world population of trillions of dollars, not to mention the damage and using the population of the world as a study group for experimental drug, are you going to manufacture your own ivermectin?
I don't exactly know how to do that.
You can't. But we could process cannabis and use it for folks, we're going to take
a break.
We've got Misty on the line holding for us. We'll be back in just a few minutes. This is Captain Fred. Paul, I'm sorry, buddy. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Over 200 separate indications or uses for medical cannabis have been identified, and they can be broken down into categories. It can be used as an anti-nauseant appetite stimulant. We know that's true. An anti-spasmodic or anti-convulsant. I never thought about that. An analgesic pain reliever. I know that to be true. Anti-inflammatory and immune system modulator. I know that the CBD works really good for that. The anxiety reliever and antidepressant and mood disorders, it works for that. Harm reduction substitute for alcohol, opiates, and other dangerous drugs. Isn't that interesting, Mitch, that we were sold all of our lives that marijuana was a gateway drug for alcohol, opiates, and other dangerous drugs? Isn't that interesting?
Well, yeah, it's lumped in as a as, you know, basically one of those bad drugs that trend, I guess, or whatever is in people's life. But it has, I kind of laugh because, you know, somebody asked me, well, I measure, you know, my history of smoking pot. When I talk about how much pot I've always smoked, I said, well, I really talk about it in the idea of pounds. and people kind of, their eyes bug open, and they really never think cumulatively, you know, if you're, you know, if you smoke a lot of pot and, you know, over a year, you know, how much you actually smoke and actually how much you, you know, you have.
You know, hey, Mitch, Paul's still on the line, but I've got another call from Misty in Kansas. Paul, can you hold too? Let's listen to Misty. Tell us your story, Misty.
Hello.
There you go, Misty. You're live.
Hi, Captain. How you doing?
I'm great. I hope you're doing as well.
Well, I'm doing good. I was going to call in earlier about anxiety, taking cannabis for anxiety. And, of course, I live in Kansas. We'll probably be the last state, as far as I'm looking at, that it'll ever be legalized. Of course, I'm pretty close to Colorado.
Texas will be the last state to legalize
it. Oh, you think so? Really?
Absolutely.
Interesting. Okay, but like I say, I'm pretty close to Colorado. And I do, for years, suffer from anxiety. Really, really bad. I enjoyed that. I missed one of them, but I think I got three strains for anxiety. And where that clip was saying, yes, sometimes cannabis, weed, it can do the reverse. And I do find that at times.
Oh, sure.
And I typically try to stay with indica. But I can sometimes see that it makes my anxiety worse, that's where I'm going with this. So I'm wondering, next time I go to Colorado, what would be the best strain for that? And I did miss the link where he said you could research some of this, you know, but...
I had it in front of me here, but I don't have it now. I'm sorry.
Well, that's fine, but...
It's called Safe Leaf, or... I think that was it. Paul, do you remember what that website was?
You mean the hemp paste website? Or
no? No. There was a web... Well, anyway, we'll get to that in a little while. But, you know, absolutely. Different strains cause different reactions. I've got another clip that I was going to play, too, but it's maybe a little long. I also had scheduled my bud tender, who works at a local retail shop that I've known quite some. She's a ordained minister and bud tender, and she's pretty knowledgeable about these things. My friend Jim Strang, who raises hemp and makes CBD oil, he always advised that if people had issues with marijuana and anxiety, certainly stay away from high THC concentrations if you have anxiety issues, and stay closer to the CBD, which would be the hemp paste or the hemp. But a lot of people enjoy the, I guess I've always called it the recalibration or the triangulation of perception. I mean, when you're stressed, one of the best things when you're stressed is being able to step back, relax, and take a new view at what's being stressful or a stressful situation. And that's how marijuana helps me deal with stress, and I'm sure a lot of people. But it takes a certain amount of mindfulness when you're using these drugs to understand that anxiety may be one of the effects that you're having from it. So I don't know, Misty. What structure are you using?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not from that, really. I'm prescribed pharmaceutical medicine for anxiety, which, you know, I don't abuse, you know what I'm saying? But when it happens, when the anxiety comes on, I have to take the pharmaceutical side of it. And that's just where I'm at. I would really just love to be able to, you know, find the proper strain, and I understand the limitations on it, but just to try to find the proper strain, you know, that would be good for me, you know.
I have an idea. You should make a trip to Colorado And now you can buy grams for $6 and $7. And as a matter of fact, you could buy maybe 20 or 30 different strains and try them all eventually. Why not? It's you know, it's not going to hurt you. Maybe if you begin to get a little anxious about it, just take a nap.
No, and I understand that. And of course, you know, we have that issue out here, you know, of them pulling out. I know there was one case out here where I'm at, and this lady went to get some cannabis from Colorado, and, well, hate to say it, her dumbass was speeding, which I would have never done. And came into Kansas, and lo and behold, she got busted, and she was supposedly getting it for her mom or somebody, a cancer patient, and I don't know for her too, but she ended up going to the little jail out here, and she ended up dying in our little jail. But you know, that's all I'm really wondering. Did you say White Widow you think is one of the good ones?
White Widow's one, but I don't recall seeing that at any of the retail shops that I've gone to recently. And to be honest, I don't go to a lot of shops because I grow my own. And,
right. Where are you at?
I'm in the San Luis Valley of Colorado, which is right on the border of New Mexico, and it's one of the largest, one of the highest alpine valleys in the world. And there's something about being at close to 8,000 feet that makes the terpenes, it concentrates the THC, the essence of the hemp plant to just an unbelievable view. I mean, I was outdoors the other day, and there was a couple that were loading up a bowl that they had just bought from a local pot shop, and I could smell this weed from 100 yards away. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I asked her, I said, what's that called? And she said it was called Quattro Kush, and it was just the skunkiest weed that I've smelled in a long time. But I went by the shop this morning to see if I could score some of that, but they were closed on Sunday. But not all pot shops are closed on Sunday.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah, I think that you should experiment with it, Misty.
Okay.
I could jump in here for a second.
Yeah, go ahead. Who is this, Paul?
Yeah. Misty, what I would do is I'm a firm proponent of dealing with cannabis that is as close to the natural strain as possible. I mean, you've heard all these things about Acapulco Gold and Misty Kush and this, that, and the other thing. No, Misty's your name. when it comes down to it, the indica strain is more of a mellowing, brain calming, soothing strain, and it's more likely to cause you to take a nap than anything else. The sativa strain is actually a mental stimulant, which I would think would exacerbate the issue of stress and tension and panic attacks and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say as natural as possible. No purveyors of modern chemistry. Just go with an indica strain from a trusted source that's nice and clean. And just go with it. And also, I would advise against. Now, this is not. This program is not intended to treat, diagnose, prevent, or cure any disease, and should not be considered medical advice. As always, consult your own local professionals before making any before acting on any information presented here. But that being said, what I would do is I would shy away from using the pharmaceuticals and indica at the same time, because what the indica is going to try and do is it's going to try and normalize your brain chemistry and actually get your brain to the point where it's functioning normally, and the pharmaceuticals are not going to be doing anything of that. It's going to definitely radically change your brain chemistry to achieve a desired end. And what other things is it doing? So I absolutely am not on board with pharmaceuticals or mainstream medicine, particularly as far as brain chemistry goes. I think if you go naturally as to what God intended and what he created and just follow that path, I think you'll be just fine.
Well, thank you. Thank you so very much. I truly appreciate it. And I do want to just say I just love this show. My husband's got his earbuds on and vacuuming, and so we just love this show, and I'm learning so much, and I thank you all very much, and I will, you know, I'll get to Colorado here pretty soon.
Well, hey, you come to Colorado.
Oh, and don't speed. No, I know better.
Wear
okay,
some flowers.
Guys, carry on. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much, Misty. But yeah, everybody's having the same experience right now. Everybody's wanting to do something about the stress in our lives. There's a lot of different common indica results nowadays. One of the favorites here in Colorado are Northern Lights. You might look for that if you come through. One of the others is Hindu Kush. Now, my organic farm over here grew a version of that called Krishna Kush, and that was one of the first indicas or the first marijuanas that I ever had that was over 30% THC. So be careful with some of these strains. I think not all of them are as potent as that. I think each grower has different versions of these strains. I know that last summer I grew one of the primary strains of sativa, and it was a Durban. Durban poison is what they called it, but Durban is one of the primary strains of sativa that has, I guess, been used for centuries. Granddaddy Purple, that was one of the ones that was on the video that I played. Mitch, you got any good favorites?
Yeah, it said Granddaddy Purple, Cherry Pie Strain, I missed the third one, and White Widow.
Well, Grape Ape is a good one. And, of course, the classic. Well, you know, Afghan Kush is more of a combination. But it has a lot of CBD. It's got a lot of THC, but it does have a lot of CBD. It's an indica.
So wouldn't that, it's an indica, and so for the anxiety issues, wouldn't that be where I want to go with, like, I mean, a decent amount of THC, but also with CBD.
Well, 6% CBD in any strain or flower is a lot. You don't see very many of those, to be honest. There's a lot of cherry pie. I think, let's see here, I've got cherry pie in front. It's a commonly a 26% THC. So, yeah, all of these are pretty potent. I remember a few years ago, it hasn't been that long, when we were all pretty excited to get weed between 17 and 22, 23%. But the industry is moving along with this, the growers.
Yeah.
And like I say, on the 7th, I've got my favorite grow, the owner of my favorite grow, which is Sacred Valley Medicinals, is going to be here on the show. So y'all be planning on staying tuned for that, or at least checking the archives for it. Mitch, you do have a couple of years, though, don't you?
Yeah,
don't you?
Let me add this. I would think in general terms, you know, the higher the THC content, the more active your mind will be, and the more you will think. And that's maybe the reverse of what you really want. If you have anxiety, you want something that'll calm you down. You know, something towards THC, CBD, and I believe it's the CBC. But you want to get, you know, a I would imagine, a lower grade of weed. So it would, you know, there's different strains, you know, some make you think, you know, some put you straight to sleep, and there's some that will, I don't want to say cause you to be rum-dumb, but they will ease your anxiety and still allow you to function. And now, you know, those aren't the strains of pot that I look for. I look for the, you know, the mind, the high THC, the mind, you know, put your mind in gear kind of weed, the high. But, you know, those other strains certainly do have that effect. And, you know, to determine that, you know, I guess sometimes you just got to step outside just the numbers and think of maybe the concepts of, you know, of the different cannabinoids, because I think all together there's, what, 52 different cannabinoids in marijuana, and I'm sure there's so many that, you know, only some of the major ones, you know, or a very few have essentially been, you know, analyzed and isolated.
It's criminal that the United States can spend so much money defending democracy in a non-democratic place like Ukraine and spend zero helping to really understand what this plan is that everybody in the country is using now. It's just mind-boggling. But, you know, it's not just Colorado. It's not California and the places that's legalized it. There's a lot of growers that are growing clandestino in places like Ohio. Or I had some pot that a friend gave me that was from Ohio, and I think it was called Death Star. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't.
It was amazing. It was an amazing marijuana. I've never had anything quite like it. But maybe, you know, one friend of mine said it was laced with something. But, you know, that's something that people need to be aware of, too, that lots of times you, any of your experimental, which would be what you're doing every time you smoke marijuana, it really is you're experimenting. And I shouldn't have smoked that while ago. I've lost my train of thought. Where was I? See? You see what I mean?
Well, short, I've got one suggestion quick for Misty before we run up to the top of the hour, because I think this show's about over, isn't it?
No, we're getting there. We'll be there. What's your suggestion?
Well, my suggestion is if she finds an indica strain and she takes about between a teaspoon and a tablespoon of it, puts it in a small jar with a good tight-fitting lid, put a little bit of coconut oil in it just so she can, like, mix it all up, and then simmer that in a pot, you know, put the lid on kind of tight but not super tight. Simmer that in a pot for, I would say, maybe about an hour at about, like, 180 degrees, 200 degrees, somewhere in there, just below boiling. Just let it cook there for about an hour, and you might also want to put a little bit of organic honey in it, just a little raw organic honey to flavor it just a little bit. And you create a paste out of that tablespoon of material, and then try like a pea-sized dose, like once or twice a day. What you're doing is you're doing a partial decarboxylation of the THCA, so you will wind up with THC. It will have a slight psychoactive effect, but most of the terpenes and other phytonutrients that would be supporting your brain chemical balance will still be there. If you smoke it, you're basically destroying everything but the THC and most of the CBD.
Paul's
so
right.
Try making a little paste out of it. You know, like I said, a little bit of organic coconut oil, a little bit of raw honey, and about a tablespoon of plant matter, and just simmer it for about an hour.
We'll make yeah. butter.
Okay, I'm gonna try this. And so would you do it like, would you put it under your tongue? Okay, I know I've told you I take pharmaceuticals. I mean, I don't. Not every day, but, you know, it is what it is. But would you put it under your tongue, or what would you do to absorb it in your system quicker?
Well, you would certainly get a more effective uptake sublingually, yes. Good idea. Just a pea-sized dose under your tongue for about 15, 20 minutes, and then just, like, rinse your mouth out with some water, drink it down.
Misty,
yeah,
but the show's going to come to a close here real quick, and I want to get something in here before you leave. The only time I've ever felt like I've overdosed is when I've eaten what I've cooked, because you can consume a lot more THC when you're eating it than you can when you smoke it, all right? So if you've smoked it, if like Paul says, now this is a good way to process your marijuana. We used to make butter with it, and I strained the leaf out of it, but you can, if you leave the leaf in it, then you do get a lot of extra components of the plant with it. But be careful with that paste, because if you've got THC in it and you've cooked it into the butter, you can consume too much of that. And all that is going to happen to you is you're going to probably go to sleep, which isn't really that bad. Just be where you're going to be when you try it. All right, folks? Listen, it's time to bring this show to a close right now. Mitchell Bupp, thanks so much for being with me today. Callers, y'all make this show. The RBN is the best callers in the world. This is Captain Fred in the Fifth Dimension. We'll be back next week.
There's no turning back. Even while we're asleep, we will find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule the world. It's my own desire. It's my own remorse. Help me to decide. Help me make the most of freedom and of pleasure. Nothing ever lasts forever. Everybody wants to rule the world.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.